Okay, all those in favor to help Daisy get revenge on her husband, Mark, say aye.
Aye.
Miss Daisy, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So why are you so mad at your husband?
So last weekend we had a sleepover, right? It was like the first sleepover and for my son, and he invited like three of his best friends. And usually my husband is closer with the kids because they're all boys and like he coaches soccer. They love him and everything. And they're having a great sleepover, like playing Fortnite and chips and all that stuff. And then it was dinner time. And I was like, hey, honey, like, should I order some pizza for you guys? And he's like, oh, no, we're going to go out and like pick it up. And I was like, okay, like, why would you drive, 15 minutes? You just get it delivered. This is weird. Mm-hmm. You would just get delivery.
Right.
So, turns out he, like, took the boys to go TP some girl's house that's, like, in their class. And
what? Wait, your husband took... Wait, how old is your son, by the way?
11.
Your husband took your 11-year-old son and all his friends to TP some girl's house?
Yes. They live, like, a few blocks from us. He took, like... half, because we get, like, the Costco-sized TP, but he took, like, all these rolls of TP. Anyway, I was so embarrassed, because the next day, I didn't even know, but the mom of the girl who got her house TP called. She said she was, like, cleaning up the mess. And,
oh, my God.
The camera, yes, and she's like, it's Mark, and it's your son. And I was like, oh, what?
How did she find out?
Well, the security, she has, like, one camera.
Oh, wow.
Dang it.
She said that there was just Mark and my son, Tyler. Like, it wasn't even the other boys. Like, I guess apparently the other boys were too scared, so they stayed in the car. So just my husband and my son TPing this girl's house.
Oh, my God.
That's a father-son moment. Listen, sometimes you got to rescue to get the best cat.
We know.
In the bathroom, toilet paper.
Ew.
Wow. So what happened at that point? You're just apologizing to the girl's mom?
I apologize to the mom, to, like, the boys that came over, to their parents. Like, how come I wasn't, like, watching them? You know what I mean? Like, I was just so embarrassed. I need your help. I need to embarrass him on a, like, a grand
scale. Am I the only one thing that is kind of cool that the father helped his son?
You are the only one.
You know what the problem is, Miss Daisy? The only problem I see is they got caught. They were dumb. They got caught. You should have got the shaving cream, put the shaving cream over the camera. That way they didn't get noticed. Duh.
Why are you giving everybody so many ideas?
Why?
Well, we're here for you, Daisy. Obviously, you're quite embarrassed. You are the joke of the neighborhood. We're going to put 89 seconds.
Plus 20.
All right. We are going to put 109 seconds on our show clock.
There we go.
See how quick I get that math, boy?
Yeah, okay.
109 seconds on our show clock for you and coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back. Okay, Daisy?
I'm so ready.
Okay, we are ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, if you don't mind, can we eavesdrop on this conversation?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The more the merrier.
And perfect. So why don't you text all these kids' parents to listen in as well? I mean,
I'm sure there's like some chain email that you can send to, you know,
Facebook
the whole
group.
Staff, right?
Oh, yeah. We're all in a group text, too. I can do that.
Oh.
Please group text all the parents to listen to Live 101.5. We got to embarrass them back, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Calling Daisy's husband, Mark, up next with a cupcake call. Don't you move.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Do you?
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We talked to Daisy, not too happy with her husband. He was a co-conspirator of helping their 11-year-old son TP this girl, his classmate's house down the block during a sleepover with all his friends. Well, all the parents found out it was your husband, Daisy, because of their video camera surveillance. And
wow. It's 2018. Yeah. People have those. Most people do now.
So you're embarrassed, Daisy. You're quite embarrassed for the family name.
I am mortified. It's mortifying.
Now, are the parents mad at you, mad at your husband?
I mean, yeah, they're mad at my husband, but, I was there as well. I just didn't know that they went out to pick up pizza meant, like, code for TPing the girl's house. So, yeah, they're mad at everybody.
I'm assuming you're the one that picks up the kids from school and stuff, so you see everybody more often, too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we have carpool, too, so it's tough,
Oh, you carpool. You're out of the carpool committee. All right. Well, he embarrassed you. He embarrassed the family name. It's our job. It's our duty to help you out, Daisy. So what we're going to do is we're going to put 109 seconds of our show clock. I don't know if you don't do the math, but that's a minute and some change.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call your husband. We're going to eavesdrop. Did you text all or email all the parents to listen to Live 101.5?
Yes, we're in a group text. I already sent it out.
Perfect.
So you got to get him to baby talk to you. Let's embarrass your husband on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay, he has no idea. We're just going to eavesdrop. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Hey, I just want to tell you, don't forget to pick up the chicken later on for dinner.
Yeah.
And can you get some garbage bags? And also, we need more toilet paper.
By today?
Yeah, we need more toilet paper. Are you, like, really kind of embarrassing? Babe, like, come on. Like, I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe we talked, because to be honest with you, I thought the parents being a little ridiculous with that.
No, I'm the one that has to, like, do all the carpool stuff. Like, I have to see all the kids, all their parents. The moms aren't even talking to me. You need to make this up to me. If you care about your tootsie, you would.
I mean...
Hey, come on.
Oh, my God. You're right. Can I make it up to my little tootsie? I'll do anything my tootsie wants me to do. Anything?
How sorry are you?
I'm super sorry, baby. Please, please. Super, super sorry. How can I make it up to Tootsie? Please. I'll do anything Tootsie wants me to do. Anything. Just
anything?
Please, please.
Really?
What? Hello?
We got to let you know, you're actually live on the radio right now, live 101.5.
Hello.
We're the morning mess, and you've been Cupcake Cup.
Tootsie, you there, Tootsie?
All right.
Honey.
No, not honey. It's Tootsie. Tootsie. Mark.
Babe, this is not funny.
And I text every parent. Everyone was listening.
Oh. Babe, what the hell is wrong with you?
Are you mad at Tootsie?
Babe, this is not
Babe,
the same
this
thing.
Is no. No, what?
Okay, this is totally
Babe, I'm not going to buy you this toilet paper.
Guys, can you shut up? I'm trying to talk to my wife.
Anish, would you shut up and try to talk to Tootsie?
Hey, it wasn't me. And y'all need toilet paper. That's nasty.
You guys done? Can I talk to my wife?
No, but you can talk to Tootsie.
You TPing the girl's house? I mean, this like more than...
Babe, but that's totally different than what the f*** you doing right now.
He's biting his bottom
lip.
He's like, if you don't get me off the radio... That's not very Tootsie of you.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.